This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tonight, the 2025 Pride in Sports Awards are shining a light on some of the biggest change makers in Australian sport, and one of them is using technology to tackle inclusion, not on the field, but behind the scenes. Alex Medness is the CEO of Revolutionise Sport, which is a platform that helps more than 1,900 clubs and 260 sporting bodies manage everything from memberships and competition results to communication and governance. But beyond streamlining admin, Alex and his team are helping reshape how sport welcomes people of all genders and identities, right from that very first online registration form, from removing other labels to building gender diversity into team entry systems and data. Alex joins us now to talk about how sport tech can quietly revolutionize inclusion. Alex, welcome to Drive.
Thank you for having me.
Now, for people who don't know Revolutionize Sport, give us a quick overview of what your platform does.
Yeah, so we are the technology platform that's used by just over a third of sport in Australia for online registrations, game fixturing, running websites, and taking all of the things a sport would do offline and putting them online.
We often think that inclusion is based just on the people side of sport, isn't it? And the culture.
Absolutely.
But how does technology play a role there?
It's often the gateway to accessing sport, because if you participate in anything these days, you have to register online. You have to register on a form. You have to go use technology. So it's a gateway that you have to actually get past.
Now, a lot of people might think twice about how to sign up for sport. They might be nervous about it. So how is your team making that process a lot more comfortable for everyone?
Yeah, well, we really always want to make sure that the first point of contact that someone has with the sport is often technology, and you don't want that to be a barrier or an agent of exclusion. And what we mean by that is, imagine you're presented with a registration form and there are two gender choices, male and female. Well, if you identify as non-binary or if you differently identify, well, already you've got a barrier that you go, well, I don't identify as male or female. And so am I welcome in this club? Is this somewhere I can actually register into? And so we've opened up that option, if you like, so that clubs can collect whatever demographic data they like from their members. So it's inclusive to join, but it also filters all the way up to the national sport. So the national body can go, oh, wow, we actually have a quite diverse community. Because of course they do. Like, it's a diverse country, right? But it's we're democratizing that. So there's not a barrier of entry.
You mentioned, was it one third of
sport? Yeah, just over a third of sport in Australia. It's wild.
Which is amazing. Are there any that are particular stars? And are there any that are resistant?
It's really interesting. Resistance, 4 or 5 years ago, there definitely was almost an undercurrent of that in sport. Mm-hmm. But I'd say that's really gone away in the last few years. The national sports have become very progressive in that manner. People that are doing a really good job, say Hockey Australia, Australian Sailing, Softball Australia, they're all sports that have varying footprints across the country, but they're all doing a really, Squash Australia is another one, doing a really good effort to make it inclusive for their members.
Have you been approached by non-sporting bodies that perhaps, you know, things like, I don't know, passports in other countries or, you know, immigration, et cetera, that say, hey, we want to change our systems as well. How did you do it?
Yeah, we do a lot in the other vertical markets. So you might have something like scouts, or you might have bands or orchestras or ex-military regiments, you know, things that are groups of people that engage in activity for membership that need a online software system to do that. So yeah, we're absolutely seeing that these parallel markets to sport have exactly the same needs and are looking for the software that makes it a little bit more inclusive for their organizations.
Have you had any feedback from people who do perhaps want to sign up and register, who perhaps were a bit nervous to get involved in sport in the first place?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Pride in Sport Awards are tonight, and we found that every year someone comes up and says, oh, look, you know, it was always something I'd think about when I register, and I always never felt welcome in my club because it's not the club's fault, but it feels like the club's fault because, you know, can't they control this? So it is something we hear all the time, and it's become very important to our customers as well.
We're chatting with Alex Medness, CEO of Revolutionize Sport, the tech platform behind thousands of sports clubs and governing bodies across Australia and beyond. Alex, what does it mean, I suppose, for sports clubs to now be able to create inclusive competitions from the ground up?
It really is the way of the future. And I think if you think about sport as a competitive space, sport is declining in a structured sense in Australia, and that's for a variety of reasons. But the sports clubs that will survive into the future are the ones that are inclusive and are diverse. And I think you have to change, because organizations that don't change die out. So really, ultimately.
I hope everyone was listening to that.
So we're really thinking that building from the ground up to be diverse by design is what we call it, mm-hmm. is really important. And if you think about those foundational steps of who's our target market, how are we advertising to them and how we make it inclusive. And it could be as simple as some branding on their website that they are an all-inclusive club. It could be a rainbow flag. It could be any kind of motif that says, hey, we are supportive of anyone to come and join. It's not hard to get into that foundational level. But once you do that, the groundwork is there. And I think, people can get into that.
What was the story that prompted you to do this in the first place?
I was part of my local water polo club. So I grew up. I was much more comfortable in front of a computer than playing sport. And my year advisor said...
that would resonate with a lot of people.
Yeah. My year advisor said, why don't you build us a website? I did that, which then turned into, why don't you come and get scorecards? So I did that, which turned into... why don't you come down and help run the club? And one thing led to another, and I built some software and thought, this could probably work for other clubs. And literally every weekend, someone would come up and say, I'm the president or secretary or treasurer of the local insert sport here club. Could we use your software? And I went, well, not really. It's completely custom. So I started again. I left my career in law and went, make some sports software, which, for someone that didn't really play sport was a bit of a left field turn. But since then, I've played water polo now for 22 years. I really enjoy the sport. And just seeing my own sport flourish through technology, it really opened my eyes to a little bit of tech can really save a volunteer's time, because volunteers are volunteers. They don't do this for a living.
You know what I love about the story is tech at the moment, we see what's happening in the United States, for example, can be used, to create harm for people and exclusion, especially to exclude people. You're twisting it around and using tech to counteract that. And, democratizizing it and promoting inclusion. You mentioned one third of sporting clubs or of sport uses technology. Is it having a bit of a domino effect? Other sort of feeling like they're missing out and feel like they're falling behind?
Yeah. 10 years ago, technology was something in sport that was a nice to have, as every business now effectively is a data business. Like even, it doesn't matter what your business is, you probably collect data. Sport's no different. And so it's by having technology, they can track their participation. They can track engagement rates. They can see who doesn't come back every year. They just couldn't do that 10 years ago. So I think when a sport sees someone like a hockey or sailing doing really well, they go, well, part of that's the sport, part of that's the technology, part of that's the people, and you need all three. But when they say, well, we've got the right people and I think we've got the right participants, how do we stitch it all together? Technology, whether that's us or other bits of technology that they would use, it just forms that nice triad to really push the sport forward.
Is Australia leading the way?
Absolutely. We're actually the global exporter of sport technology. So sport technology worldwide actually started in Australia very much for broadcast, for fan engagement, for wearables. So one of the most famous examples is if you watch the NFL in America, they have the GPS trackers on their back that allow people to move around the field. Mm-hmm. They track the speed of the players. That's an Australian company called Catapult. So that's now 20 years old, but they're the world leader. And so Australia is as an export is a huge exporter of sport technology, always has been. We're actually a worldwide market leader in that.
So effectively, you're also exporting inclusion.
Absolutely. That's
I love it. What a great story. Alex, thank you so much for joining us on Drive today. That is Alex Mednes, CEO of Revolutionize. I can't say it. You say it.
It's at Revolutionize Sport, and it's the name is what we do, right? It's why we pick the name.
Inclusion. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.